The question of migration is inextricably bound up with the future of Europe. We have a referendum this year where David Cameron made the question of migrant benefits one of the key demands that he sought to extract. And of course, whilst he was trying to extract his settlement in Brussels, EU leaders were grappling with this far bigger question of what to do with these poor people who are travelling hundreds and thousands of miles from Syria to Europe, many of them in impossibly to imagine difficult situations. The Prime Minister made a key concession on this last year by saying that the UK would take in 20,000 migrants. He's showing no sign of budging on that so far. I think we've seen in Europe two different ways of handling this. Angela Merkel, I think, probably went too far in terms of her own domestic agenda. She's paid the price for that, certainly in terms of how the German population's mood has turned on them. In this country, however, I think people are still thinking we could still do more. Certainly, if you look in Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon is making noises about being able to take more people up there. The issue of national governments being able to manage crisis in the case of Syria, where I was talking to someone about this earlier, a friend of mine who works at the MOD, and he was telling me that the country's borders effectively, as you were saying, Zach, no longer exist. Certainly in the case of Iraq, conflict moves freely, and I think the nation state alone is ill-equipped to deal with these things by ourselves. The international cooperation, whether it's through the United Nations, the European Union, becomes more important in that sense. But if you have more divisive figures in nation states like Donald Trump, Nigel Farage in this country making noises, that level of international cooperation becomes nearly impossible to achieve because they stir up domestic resentment against these people coming to the country.